Sigmund Kuf Ches. We wanna go back to the story we were busy telling. Let's just remind ourselves we're gonna do the story. Which story? Okay. We're in Perek Yud Beis, trying to work out how to live Olama Dikaba lives. Okay. This Dante Pam the Noseim Yudi Oyvid Hashem. I'm a Kuf Ches. Once I happened to be traveling somewhere, flying with somebody with a Jew, an Eved Hashem, Asher Rabbi Meshochni B'Pizchei V'Neni M'Mena Eitzah B'Kashir B'Neh V'Gvura. He was a big Baal Eitzah, and he was a person. This Jew was a somebody who people used to line up outside his door, and he used to give Eitzahs and Brochas, etc. Shalte Oto, Aimu Oimeh L'Foyni Maleh Alav B'Tzorah. I asked him, people come to you, they told us. Many people used to come to Octava as well. A big balance. When people come to you, do you tell them that before they do anything, they have to be makabal or malchus shamay? The first thing they have to do is accept what's happening to them with love. That's the first thing a person has to do. Train them and help them and show them how to thank Hashem for the Torahs they have. The kabbal b'simchu ba'aves hanishenes v'amatzavim shaboyris baruch gozor aleihem. To accept with simcha, with love, all the difficulties and challenges and situations that the boyra decreed for them. Oysadi hayshevli hayshivli she'ein Hayom koyach ludim lishmoya dvorim ka'eil. Jews today don't have the koyach to hear things like this. Hayudim machapsim eitzes keitzah that saves me by your tayem. They're looking for advice and how to get out of their sorrows. Ulai libdok b'mezuzois, which you should do sometimes. Like gerek perek shile ulefarsim, for sure you should do that also. Aval lahoydes ala tzorois, but to thank Hashem for the tzorois. They're frightened that if they won't say thank you on this situation properly, then Hashem will leave them in the mess. Hashem will leave them in the mess. Or things will get worse. I really didn't understand his answer. I really didn't understand what this rabbi was talking about. Hello, ze who call yisod hayyudi. That is the basic foundation of what Yiddishkeit is. Va'avtes Hashem Elokecho, v'chol levavcha, v'chol nafshecha, v'chol mo'adecha. Is that not what we say 3 times a day or 4 times a day? Is that not our motto, our war cry, our mission statement? Va'avtes Hashem Elokecho, v'chol levavcha, v'chol nafshecha, v'chol mo'adecha. What's pshat v'chol mo'adecho? V'chol mideh u'mideh shemoided l'cho ha'v'moideh lo b'mo'oid mo'id. With every measure that Hashem measures you, with every tzorah that Hashem brings upon you, you should thank Him a lot. That's chazal. That's not a chumri yaseira, that's not maisa chasidus. That's pshat in the possible. V'chol mo'adecho means v'chol mideh u'mideh shemoided l'cho ha'v'moideh lo b'mo'oid mo'oid. It's a play on the word mo'adecho, but it's chazal. That's a long parsha in the Torah, and that's the essence of every Jew. That is makabel din shamayim.
It's not two different things, but it's makabel.
It's one thing. We're not talking about ishtadlus now. Ishtadlus is ishtadlus. Often the person has to find a doctor, he has to see the bank manager. I don't know, they will see. And you know what the real he's saying, first of all, the vort was is, first, the person has to get in touch with reality. Where is this coming from? It's coming from Hashem. It's coming from Hashem that's good. And I'm a kabbal zeh b'simcha ba'av. Once you've done that, okay, now what is the Torah mechayev you to do?
We say we are directly to the ishtadlut.
We're not talking about ishtadlus at all.
You say the people want to accept me.
Correct, yeah. Then this Rav told him, people can't do that today. People today want quick fixes.
Yeah, sorry, people can't do what they mean.
This makabel, this bechol mo'adecho, because midu amidu shemaydu lechavim moide lo b'moid moid. People have no koyach for that anymore. People want fixes. I've got a problem, Rabbi, tell me what to do. Tell me what to do to fix the problem. First, you have to say, thank you, Hashem, for the problem. Thank you for the problem. And it's a problem. If you just say, Hashem, Yazor, Kol B'Seder, that's also not the topic. We'll see, we'll discuss that. Right? Thank you for the problem, because this is designed specifically for me. This is my problem, and you gave it to me. Now we have to deal with it. The first thing you have to do is acknowledge where it's coming from. It doesn't mean go back to bed. You've got a real problem. Hashem gave you a problem. That's a real problem. You have to deal with it, of course. Of course. But we're not talking about Yabad Ishtadness at all. We're talking about the beginnings of what's called Kabbalah or Malchus Shamayim. Afterwards, there can be Kabbalah or mitzvahs. Now you have a mitzvah Ishtadness, you have a mitzvah not to do something. Yes, that comes after Vav Tes Hashem Elokecha. Afterwards comes the Hayim Shamaya. As Ketzad Nitten Litalem Mina Inyan Azeba Mirab Amish, you didn't any rights in the Shema, so people don't want to yad us. So we just tipex Shema out of the Torah. That's all. That's the quickest way to solve the problem. Is just cut Shema out of the Torah. There's no more Shema. Because people don't want to yad us, so don't yad it. That's what this Rob's saying. People come to you, they want you to take their problem away. They're not interested in the Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. Okay, fine. So let's just remove Shema. That's what he says. I don't understand such a thing. The opposite is 100% true. Yivdei ka'odna v'yirika shehu mei v'inu makabalat v'din shemayim v'ava adoma magiyo to umeishi desnaf shedemes. When a person the emes is makabal, what's happening to him, and he sees it's coming from Hashem, who makabal al zeh ba'ava, that calms him down, and now he has Caleb to deal with the problem, because it's from Hashem. Hashem's the problem, so now he knows who he's dealing with. The parents of a young girl who was one of the club had the machala, and Amara is hysteric the gamre. She was understandably hysterical. Muveles al napsha umachapes es brochas v'segulas shivtichula es briyosay v'erechay. She was running around. A lot of people become very, very irrational when things like this happen. You understand? No time. Well, that's what happens. You start looking for quick fix solutions. Nivgashti etas, I met with her. Nisiprali, kama im fachedes lamut. She told him, I'm scared of dying. And also have lots of, you know, plans. Who doesn't have, as a young teenage girl, who doesn't have dreams and aspirations, and you see your life all the way the long night, so that it's going to all be cut short. When she was telling me this, she was mamush trained. Didn't give her a brocha and a segula and a little red band to run and to tie around her wrist and send her on a merry way. He sat with her for hours and tried to explain to her what it means to be makabel din shemayim ba'ala. Ma pirush lahoides b'ma'oid ma'oid afo mida v'mida. What does it mean to thank Hashem b'ma'oid ma'oid? Chazal don't waste words. B'ma'oid ma'oid doesn't say lahoides. Loides a lot. It says a lot. Lo yisalamti mefsharut shirotzen Hashem yele saimes chayav. I didn't hide away from explaining to you that could be that the rotzen Hashem is that you should die young. Achapele berepele. Hadava lo yisif lapache. Hahefich hu anachon. You think you get more scared? No, Abukhura Nirgala Gamre Veloa Sifilaroid. She calmed down and she stopped trembling. When she started going for the treatments, which are not so partial, they're sometimes worse than you can see. Then she was completely calm and she didn't lose her inner balance and she was fine with it. Why? Because of the truth. The marshal, if you want to hear it, is let's say you have a complicated problem at Bituach Lumi. Mm-hmm. It can happen. Yeah? So you don't know how to deal with Bituach Lumi. So you find people, they're called Macharim. You know these guys, Askanim, Macharim. They know how to deal with the Tuach Lumi. So you pay them $1,000, $2,000, whatever it is, and they deal with the Tuach Lumi for you and they solve the problem. Now, the Tuach Lumi, that's fine, it might even be a good thing to do. But when you're dealing with Hashem, what do I need a muscle for? Well, I don't really know how to deal with Hashem and what's going on here. So I'll do something to sort of get Hashem out the way. I'll do a Segula, I'll get a Brocha, I'll do this, I'll do this, I'll do that. Good things all could be, all in the world that we study for, could be all very beneficial. Go for brochas, ask people to do them for you. What chashuv, good items. But it's got to come after I understand reality. What is the reality? This is from Hashem. And it's for my good, even though I don't understand that. So thank you very much, Hashem. When that's internalized and understand that, then go see what ishtadus you need to do. Go off the road. What's the ishtadus? I need to do this situation. We need to know one thing, just 1 second. One more yesodia, and then I'm happy to hear everything. One yesodia. And it's very important to remember, it's one from the Biskarov. Betochen doesn't mean I call the seder. Betochen means I have a problem, but I know who to go to solve the problem. That's betochen. Betochen doesn't mean, I'll go for the problem, Hashem yazor, and I'll go back. Hashem yazor, Hashem gave you the problem. Why would you take it away without you doing anything? The problem is addressed to you for a purpose. You have to stop and think, what does Hashem want from me? Thank you, Hashem, for the problem. I understand it's good for me. But now it's a problem. So start screaming to Hashem to help. That's the problem. After you scream to Hashem to help him, he says he'll help you, but he will always help you. Then you can calm down. But you just be calm when you have a problem and I call the seder, it's not the seder, you have a problem. You better find out what that's about. But you can't start dealing with the problem until you first makayim the first sivay of after Shem. Okay.
Does it say anywhere that once you accept it, does that help now bring the Yeshua a little more now that you've accepted
it? I don't know. I'm not trying to bring the Yeshua. That's exactly the point. Zeh nekuda. That's the nekuda. I'm not doing anything now because I want anything from Hashem. I'm accepting whatever Hashem does for me, and I'm a kabbal man. That kabbalah is the kill mitzvah of after Hashem. Why am I doing that? Well, because if I do that, then Hashem will take away the problem. No. Then you're back to macha. Now shema becomes a macha. The kaisel becomes a macha. No, that's not what I'm doing. It. Once I've done that, now I start looking at ways to solve the problem, deal with the problem. You have to daven, you have to, whatever you have to do. But I'm glad you asked that question. That's exactly the nakuda. There are people out there that say that
it helps.
That the reason why you do this is because that's the biggest issue. That's what helps. It may be true.
We're not there.
I don't want to do it because of that. I'm trying to penetrate through that. I want to make after Hashem I'm a kabbalist besimcha ba'ava, not in order to get rid of it. But to show Hashem that I'm a kabbal b'sim kabbal. That's the Rashi coming to you, Hashem and Hashem. Now, will that help or not? I'm not doing it to help. I'm doing it because they are chiyuv shali, and that's what I'm giving Hashem. That's kabbalah from our Hashem. Od chashuv. That's Ishtadlis. Whatever Ishtadlis you have to make. They all. Going to keep right Sadiqim and getting brothers and Dagiyah. Whatever Chazal talk about that. St. Perik Shira David HaMelech says that's a good thing. No, we're not saying none of the. But if that's where you're running to when you have a problem,
you missed not just skipping a stage.
The whole foundation. There's no foundation. You're building a building in fresh air. How long can it last? You keep going back to first principles. First principle is Animami Beminushlema Shabbos Bokshma. I believe with the Minushlema that Hashem is what's creating everything. Who Lavado, he alone does everything. That's where I'm going back to. In that world, Hashem says, make his status, we don't even know why. Then he's not having kashrut, so why am I davening? Why should I daven? It's all good. Why am I making status to change it? It's all good. Okay, we'll deal with it. We have answers to all those questions.
It's a big mistake. Every time we have a problem, we think it's because of him, because of
then, first of all, Makabel Shazemi and Kodesh Bohu and Amase. The Pashpet Bamaisim is also Ishtadlis. Nachon. So let's go back and try and understand the other guy's opinion. Why don't we say this to people today? Yeah, we can talk about that because we're dealing with adults. Because when you learn you for long enough, you start becoming an adult. But not everybody out there is an adult, no matter how old they are. That's because they were never taught the sugya of the Chol Moed Erchon. Question is, why not? Why was this not something that is in the basic cheder curriculum? Why isn't this taught in Beis Yaakov, and why weren't we taught this by other one? He can't say this job because he doesn't know, because he was never taught that way. He's never mechanech that way. Why not? Where did this get lost along the way? And today we have to resurrect it. We don't have anything else. Is it in Kabbalah Shemal Kushamayim lo nitein lelamed? Say dove ishi ben ha'adam l'koymer. Kamo shemetzine b'Rabbi Akiva Gufa. This is something that you can't teach because this is a personal relationship. It's something you can't tell somebody how to have a relationship with his wife. Basically, klali, you know, don't stand the door in the face. Flowers, general clothing, but no two people are the same, and no two marriages are the same, and no two relations are the same. You can't give people specific directions on what to do because it's a relationship, and relationships, if they choreograph, it's not a relationship. Correct? So, Kabbalah from Malchus Shemayim is about a deep inner relationship that you have with Hashem. How do you teach that to somebody? Rabbi Akiva was Makabal Alatzmo Malchus Shemayim, but Infanaira. Rabbi Akiva was a Moedika Rebbe. All the Torah we have today is because he taught it to his Talmidim. This he never taught his Talmidim. How do we know? Because when he was having his flesh scraped off his bones with iron combs, and he was saying, Shema Yisrael, with a smile on his face, what did the Talmidim say? What's going on here? What are you doing? What do you mean? I taught you this to you, the boss of the smile. I'm just doing what we learned in Yeshiva. Obviously, they hadn't learned that in the ship. Why don't you teach it to them? Because it's not something you can teach. It's something you either do or you don't do. I can't teach you the Chol Moed Erchon. That's something you have to build yourself. You have to be shown that it truly exists. You have to go learn it out and build the relationship yourself. Basic principles. But the Ikka relationship, that's between you and me. Hashem. That's got nothing to do with how do I teach them. Rak kashe iria maisa v'im shalu oto he's been in peric beating Kabbalah Samar Kushmai when they asked him what's going on here the last message he taught them is this story of Kabbalah Samar Kushmai Moshe Amru b'shah sh'aitzis Rebbe Kiva l'holgo z'man kriya sh'ma haya it happened to be z'man kriya sh'ma it wasn't z'man esrog b'lula it was z'man kriya sh'ma and yisoykim es besorib and yisoykis shobazma and makabal Alav o Malchus Shemayim. And he was Makabal o Malchus Shemayim. I'm not telling you to prevent you at Kav. Mazeh. There's a new sugya. We never learned this sugya. Amalem is very important. It's very important to Sonya. Kol yomai hayiti mitztar al posuk zeh b'kol nafshuk. This bothered me. All my life, this bothered me b'kol nafshuk. If it doesn't bother you, it doesn't bother you. I can't teach it to you. But my whole life, this was bothering me. I was always asking, when is this going to happen? So I can makayim b'chol nafshecha, even if they take your life. You'll still love Hashem and be makabel b'simcha? I was worried, how am I going to be able to keep that? V'achshav shebo le'yodi lo yakemenu? Now that it's come finally my way, I shouldn't makayim? Why don't you teach us to the Talmidim? Why don't you tell them, Rabbi Yisrael, from now, start working on the whole option on baby start. It doesn't bother you, It's not something you can teach somebody. It's something that bothered me, and therefore, Kol Yamai Simitstar. He was working and preparing for this moment his whole life. If not, when it came, he wouldn't have been able to do it. The secret of this whole chazal is Kol Yamai Simitstar of Potter. You don't need to him if you're not practicing on there's no milk in the fridge. If you're not practicing there, saying thank you Hashem, there was no milk today, even though getting the day started without coffee is impossible, and coffee without milk is not Shaykh Bichlal. You say thank you Hashem, they didn't have coffee today. whatever your drug of choice is, you find your own. Okay, start with those things. You're driving home in the rain and you get a flat tire. It's not a tragedy of enormous proportions. But the couple, the simple, the other, that's not so easy. Work on those little things, that's what he meant. Call Yomai Aisi Mitzaropos and say he was working and building and didn't tell you left. So when the test came finally, now I shouldn't do it. You've been training for the race your whole life and suddenly that, you know, now the game's on, you shouldn't play. Yotzis Pascola, sorry, Ayamarich Be'echad, that's Yosin Shmosa Be'echad, another old sugar there. Yotzis Pascola, Ron Ruah Shechel, he became a Sheyotzin Shmosa Be'echad. In Kol Yom of Hayarebi Kiva Mitztayer, unbelievable kashrut. Yeah, you learn a chazal. If Rebbe Akiva was bothered by this his whole life, Echatal meaning lo yodim shek tabolos al malchus shemayim zeh at kan. I think it's a little bit new that tabolos al malchus shemayim was even this. Rebbe Akiva said his whole life he was worried about this possible. This tabolos al malchus shemayim. How far does it go? At kan, even if they're scraping the flesh off your bones with hot coals, iron coals, you're a simchid, you're happy. You'll cover the arm of a simchid. That's what he was worried about his whole life. If that's true, how come the Tommy didn't know that that's how far this mitzvah goes? And never picked it up from him. You hang around your Rebbe for 30, 40, 50 years and he's worried about something, get a whiff of it, no? Go back to the sugya. Remember, we talked about the difference between Torah's Moshe and Torah's Avos. The Rebbe's job is to teach Torah's Moshe. It's a Kabbalah or mitzvahs. Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim is Oy Vaydus Shal Kol Echad VeEchad. Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim is each person's individual Avoda. Avram Avinu's Torah. Torah's Avos. You can't teach that. You're teaching it today, but you're not doing a very good job, and it's very hard to teach. Give you the other words, and it's very nice Torah. It's the whole of the board. But then you're going to take it and you're going to work through it, or you're going to just say, well, that was the multiple report. Lovely share, Rabbi Shkaya. You could do that as well. Or you can say, one second, this has something to do with me. I better find out what's going on. But what's going on and how to get in touch with it, that you have to do yourself. Kayetzi Ba'omru Ba'vada Zorah, Tafut Chay Samadalach. Motsul Rabbi Chanina Bentarian Shayeshe Ba'isik Batoira Makil Ka'alais and Barabim. The Sefer Torah Munach Lo B'Chayper. This is an unbelievable subject. We all know Reb Chanin ben Chadim was one of the Sarah Aruba Malkus. He was teaching Torah to the masses at a time where you weren't allowed to do that. Havir v'korku b'Sefer Torah v'akpir v'chabila izmurois v'atzise v'en esaur. They caught him, of course, the Romans. They tied him up. They wrapped the Sefer Torah around him, they put wet cotton wool against his chest to prolong the agony, and they lit him alive. Amra lo bito, Abba el chavakach. How can I see you like this, his daughter said? Amra lo, il lo ani, serafti, levodi, ayadavakashani. If I had to be burnt alive alone, that would be very hard for me. Now that I'm being burnt, the Sefer Torah is with me. The one who's going to demand payment for the degradation to the Sefer Torah will also demand retribution for what happened to me. Interesting answer, no? That's what you're worried about? The Sefer Torah is also getting burnt. Because whoever deals with that will deal with me as well. So whoever's doing this will get hammered. Because of what they did to the Sefer Torah. So, what do you mean? What do you mean? The Sefer Torah is getting burnt. Strange answer, no? Gam kan roim shebichinim ben tzadion lo mazbe lebito. Oh, sorry. Amru la talmido. So the talmidim said, Rebbe Mata Roye, what are you seeing? Let me tell me. Rebbe's been burnt to death. And tell me one of the really, how did you learn shut in the rush? What do you see? Get out of here. Go say to Eliam, I'm dying. What do you see? You don't understand who these people were holding. Amalev, Gilyain Lin Misrafin Ba'isis Porachas, the cloth, it's being burnt, but the letters are flying off. They're untouched. They're not being damaged. They told him, open your mouth, it will die quicker. Why should you suffer so much? He said, better that the one who gave me my life will take it away, then I should kill myself. The time comes, we'll go. Also, this conversation doesn't make too much sense. There's a dialogue going on here that doesn't make too much sense. What do you see? He sees the cloth burning and the letters are flying off. So what did somebody say to him? Kill yourself, stop the suffering. It's a nice thing to say. Well, what are they going to do with the conversation? Funny Gemara. Gam kan roim shere bechinim ben chad yedlo hizbele bito. Vaf lo le talmidov is a kesham yuchad shelo lo boire at kedei nisim his nefesh. He did not give them a shearing to bolos oma for shamayim. He said, what do you mean? His daughter says, I can't stand you. What are you talking about? That's how I brought you up. That's what they teach you in Beit Yaakov. You never heard of Kabbalah or Malchus Shemayim? Of course. It's the best thing that could be happening. And I'm waiting for my mind. You didn't give your skin to Kabbalah or Malchus Shemayim. You see that? He didn't say anything about the unique kesher that we have in the Boira Olam Ad Kedei Mesiris Nefesh. Zil Shetach Prati She'ein Laf Echad Reshut Knisa. That's my private domain. But no one else can come in. That's my Cheder Yichud that Hashem has with every Jew. That's your private relationship that you have with Hashem in your private world. It's race fight. So don't go to the game. Today it's much more critical to be in touch with it than maybe it was in previous generations. It seems to be a way to survive without it. Today without this, it's not safe. Misery, depression. Jews in previous generations, even though they had a hard life and they had hard lives, didn't become depressed and miserable. They knew that life was supposed to be hard, so when it got hard, they accepted it. Look how our grandparents and great-grandparents lived. They weren't walking around depressed and miserable and bummed out and whatever. They were too busy surviving for that. They were too busy living for that. We have time to be nuts. So we get miserable and bummed out, and that's the worst. That's the worst thing that could happen to a person. We have real problems, real sorrows. But we get miserable, and that's not the goal. We have to find some way not to get miserable. Therefore, this becomes critically important, as we said before. You don't have a choice anymore today. The Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim becomes the minimum that a person can do today. But Dreyfus Kadmoni Nusach Advarim Ayesha Kasher Bot Sorry Tzarich Li Pol Yeshuv Tzarich Li Klois Hashemayim. When the person that saw in the previous generation, she used to walk to the Beis Midrash, open up Aron HaKodesh, and scream. When was the last time anybody did that here? I sit there every day, all day, for years. No Bob has ever walked in here and ripped open Aron HaKodesh and started screaming. But it must be there's no problems out there. Must be all well and good out there. No one has any tzoros. When was the last time you did that? We don't do that anymore. We don't go to the Rebbe's and we don't run them. That's what they used to do. Shonim am Yisurim shanachnu evim Yisurim oitam sovla adonu shemitnei. Our Yisurim are very different to the Yisurim that the previous generations had. V'donu shemitnei lo tove mitanu al kach es kabodas ha-Yisurim ba'ava. Ki b'kona Yisurim ha-inyan shel shimcha Hashem u'cholu v'goyim. Let's stop here. It's a whole new sugya. I don't want to go into it now. We have to start and stop in the middle. And that's a shame. We'll continue that on Thursday. There's no shiur tomorrow. No, not at all. Nothing to road closure. 9:30 anymore.